turn on and off, I think. Okay.
It's November the 19th. It's a senior commission meeting, and I'm going to call it to order now. Marcia, would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Ms. DeKemper.
Yes, here.
Mr. Flesch.
Present.
Ms. Hinton.
Here.
Ms. Nickerson.
Here.
Ms. Slater.
Here.
Council Member Clay is not here. I won't mark him just yet. And Mr. Reed.
Here.
Great. We have one visitor. He's busy eating pie. Okay. Did everybody have a chance to read the minutes from the last meeting? Any additions or corrections? Can I get a motion to approve the minutes? Second?
Second.
All in favor? All right. Okay, all right. Minutes are approved. This is going to be a pretty short meeting tonight, but before we get started, does anybody want to add anything additional to the agenda? So we have a couple of unfinished business. Same unfinished business we've had on for the last couple months, which is officers for 2019. I didn't know if there's any need to further discuss that tonight, or if you want to just wait to your first meeting in 2019 to discuss.
Well, I being a member, I would like to express my interest in willingness to serve as an officer. To be determined, I guess, at the January meeting. Is
okay.
That right? We voted January?
Yeah, you take nominations from the floor. You can nominate yourself to serve.
Well, I don't know. Hopefully somebody else will.
So there will be just four of you, which kind of leads me to the next point. Do we have any updates? Anybody heard? Anybody has applied to be on the senior commission?
I spoke with a woman several weeks ago who came up to talk to me specifically about being on the senior commission. Her name was Diane Clark, I think. Mm-hmm. Is that a familiar name? Really lovely, vibrant woman. I think she told me that she's retired, but she seemed just very very enthusiastic, and I sent her down enthusiastically to Lorit Reese's office and told her she needed to fill out an application, which she did. I checked with Lorit last week, and she does have the application.
Okay.
And so what I don't understand still is what's the next step. I don't understand if Stacy is supposed to bring that to someone's attention or if there's some other city council person that's supposed to.
Well,
I don't know how those forms get to the city councilman's attention, but I asked Lorit, how do we fast track this? Because I said I thought she was very interested and I thought she might be a great addition, and we need some new members. So
Who contacted you
councilman?
Which your councilman?
My councilman, yes. Mm-hmm.
So was that, are you in the first or the second?
No. For what? Third?
First. So was that either
Terry or
Steve McMahon or
Jeff Hales?
No. What was it? Let me think. You get old, mind goes.
But you think it was your councilman from the first ward? And so this lady lives in the first ward? Is that what you... Okay.
No,
so
I wasn't a councilman from the first ward.
No.
The councilman is sitting next to some other ones.
Oh, Kusick.
Tim Kusick.
Kusick. That's what
okay.
He contacted me.
It could have been that it was Tim's time to appoint somebody for the commission.
Okay.
And you don't have to live in a particular ward.
That's what Stacy was talking about last time, that there's a rotating, so it's how do we find out whose time it is so that we can bring that application to that person's attention?
Well, we know that it is the mayor's time, number one.
Oh, yes.
He needs to appoint someone to replace Sue. That is the mayor's appointment. And so I don't know whose time it is to appoint someone, but...
Let's see how it used to be, but... Andrew Reganti in Community Development, she's she used to track that. So if a person's seat was up on a commission, she would notify the person who was to be appointed. She kept track of that. But I'm not exactly sure how it's done now.
Well, she didn't do it for us, because we only came under Andrea a year ago.
No, two years ago, in November.
And we didn't have that many vacancies that at that time.
No. What I'm saying is she kept track of all the commissions.
Yep, for the commissions that were under her.
Community development commissions, right.
But we were for 3 years under no department except the city manager.
No, it wasn't who's under community development. I'm just saying that was part of her responsibility.
Okay.
Like, the, you know what I mean? You give it to the mayor and the council.
As far as the way the mayoral appointment was made over 5 years ago, is there was something put out even more on the newsletter she did asking for people who would be interested, and there was a form you had to fill out, and then there was an essay part to as to why you thought you would be good for this particular commission. And that's how I got to be a mayoral appointee.
That may be a different process than just a normal appointee.
That's on the internet, by the way. You can go to the U City internet, get the form and fill out, to get on any commission.
So, Marcia, can you try to figure out who is the next person?
Yes, and get it in front of that person.
Because Jeff Hales hasn't appointed anyone to this commission. Neither had
Smotherman, I think. That's what I heard last. No, he told me that that Dwayne had not appointed anybody, and he's going to speak to him about getting someone.
Okay. Well, we have someone now, so now we just have to have somebody introduce the resolution to appoint them. Okay. So if we have that person, and then the mayoral appointee, we still have one more opening.
And Stacy was going to bring the mayoral appointee issue to the attention of the mayor? Yes.
To follow up with him and see if he did that.
What does that say for the January meeting?
What does that say?
You will be.
Well, you'll have a quorum.
If everybody's here.
You'll have four. If you'll have at least four, okay. Plus if there's a new person, five.
Would a new person have to be approved?
Well, they just have to be, their approval goes before the city council.
They're approved by the council, yes.
Gets approved by the council.
Oh, after the council meeting. Okay.
Right. If that goes forward, I mean, somebody has to introduce
They would have to be approved. I don't know that we'll have any new members by the January meeting. It seems to be a fairly slow, steady process. So they would have to be talked to, and they would have to be discussed, and they would have to be voted on and approved at a city council meeting, either the December city council meeting, which is coming up real fast.
They don't really discuss it. All they do is say, I have a member that
XYZ commission.
But Lareed has told me that there are occasions when someone has an issue with an appointee, and there will be some discussion, and they will say, no, I don't think that's an appropriate appointment, but not very often.
Yeah, that's the normal process. Is if you go to a city council meeting, it's one of the first things on the agenda is approval of people to commissions. And if the people want to come to that meeting, they can get sworn in there,
at that meeting.
or they can just go privately and get sworn in by the way.
I do have a question about: does every commission have a mayoral appointee, or was it just decided that this commission specially would? Okay.
I'm not sure. Okay, so I'm glad to hear that we have one new person in the pipeline.
Potential, yes.
Any other old business? Hearing none, we'll move on to new business. This is just something to think about to get it on the agenda. I don't know how much discussion we want to do about it tonight, but if there are any particular programs or services the commission wants to offer in the coming year that might require applying for a UC Foundation grant. If you remember, I know we discussed it briefly, the UC Foundation grant is a sum of money that is competitively awarded. It's money that's been earned through the proceeds of the New City Fair. And so last year, actually, we were going to try to apply for ITN scholarship funding for this grant, but we decided at the last minute not to do it. The Senior Commission, that was not going to be a Senior Commission activity, though. That was just going to be ITN. But if you all have a particular program that would benefit U City seniors that you want to get some funding for, this is a nice way to do it. So last year, that funding cycle, I think it was February, when they released the request for proposals, but I don't know what it will be in 2019.
And if I can... I'm sorry?
Who's in charge?
Last year it was, I can't remember her first name, Washington?
Okay.
Pat Washington?
Yes, it was Patricia last year.
Would she have an information sheet on that then, on how it goes? And
well, what they do is they put out the request for proposal. Now, last year, that was in the mayor's newsletter, which is why we found out about it. I don't know what's going to be their MO this year to get the word out about it. So I'm not real certain about that. So that might be something you all want to follow up early next year. If there's a program that you're interested in pulling together that you would need funding for. But you have to be ready to go when you write the grant to know what you want and how much money it's going to cost, et cetera, et cetera.
And if I can expand the conversation on this point even a little bit more, I mean, we did put in the agenda that, you know, ideas that for programs or services that might require funding through the U City Foundation. But it's really a bigger question than that. It's services and programs that we might like to do that need funding, period. Because now and January and probably February, That's going to be our times as a group for you all to sort of tell me things that you'd like to see happening so that I can turn those program needs and service options into dollar amounts that I would like to put into a budget request. I'm going into I'm almost finishing my third year in this position, and I have not yet had a senior services budget, which means that each time I've wanted to do something, I needed to go to whoever happened to be my supervisor at that time and say, you know, can I have some money to do X, Y, or Z? And they look into whatever magic budget they have to look at, and they will say, yes, sure, fine. I've never functioned that way before. I've held a lot of various positions, and I have always had my own budget within departmental budget. And if the total amount that was budgeted for me to spend was $3,000, and $500 of it was for food, and $1,000 was for special events, and $250 was for bus rental to take kids on field trips, or whatever it was, I turned in my budget request. But the budget is a reflection of the program. You decide what it is that you want to be doing, and then you make a request for what you need to fund that. And if you don't get all the money that you've requested, then you adjust your programs, and you cut back, and you prioritize what it is that you want to do. So,
Marcia, are you thinking that there would be a repeat next year of the honoring the
May program?
The May program?
I think so, yes. And there should be money.
Get behind that.
There should be money put aside for that.
There should be money for that.
Yes.
What's the name of
it? It was the Older Americans Award. It was Older Americans Week.
Americans Month. May. May is National Older Americans Month.
Engage at every age.
Engage at every age. That was it was their national theme.
And they have funded that in the past, right?
Well, last year was the first time that we ever offered the program. We did it at the library, and when all the dust settled, I think all the decorations and food and everything that was spent was about $300. So we did it on a shoestring, and it was a nice program for a start. I have reserved this year this space because we all felt that we needed a bigger space than the library room. So we have space. And we have some people on the committee from last year who I think would step back in and say, okay, what are we going to do this year? But I felt like a child who had to keep going back to my mom asking for, you know, can I have some more money, Mom? You know, the kids want to go out for pizza. Can I have some more? All right, okay. I'd rather have it up front and have it in a budget. So I can do that completely on my own. With whatever ideas I have, and maybe it's only that May program, but if there were any other services, any other ideas for programs that you all have, then I'd like that input.
I wanted to ask another question. Have your responsibilities increased to the point that we should be bumping up your hours?
In the spring, in March, April, May last year, I was chasing my tail because that was at the time that I was still taking calls about making appointments for AARP tax counseling, and that's a big pull on my time, while also working with that committee to plan that May program, while also for the first time being responsible for planning the summer work days, the home repair days. And so spring last year, I worked some overtime, considerable. So, you know, I think the answer is a tentative yes, and Gregory Rose, the city manager, has already indicated himself that he feels that this should ultimately be a full-time position. But
so maybe it's time to bump it up to three-quarters if you're not ready and they're not ready. They have
well,
to
again, this would be in the budget. This would be in the budget.
And that could be a recommendation from the senior commission that your position be increased in hours, and why.
And, you know, the other thing that I can do, if you all don't have specific ideas tonight, what I want to do is prime the pump, get you thinking, and then at the January meeting, we can talk about that. And then at the February meeting, I can have taken whatever suggestions or recommendations you have, plus any ideas I have, put it down in a tentative budget, bring it to you all so that you can take a look. And you can say, yeah, that makes sense, or don't you want to add this, or maybe we could change that, and I could get your input. I could do it all by myself, but I sure would be happy to have your comments and your input. I
mean, for the 2019-2020 budget.
It would be starting July 1st, yes. Fiscal year 20, well, it's 2019-2020.
2019-2020.
Right. So I will give you one example of one program idea that I have beyond this May program that honors older Americans. When I first started in this job, I became aware of a movie, a documentary that is called The Age of Love. And it's a documentary that was made that is about a group of people who I think that the stipulation was that you had to be at least 80, maybe, in order to even be involved in the program. And it was speed dating for older adults. And so this documentary traces, it shows you the process, and it sort of singles out a certain number of the older people that participate in one of these programs, and you get to just know about them, and you get to hear them talking about their dates and their situations. I have not seen the movie. I just saw some clips online. It looks like a wonderful, wonderful, heartwarming movie. I talked to the man who it was the director of the movie, and he's done. He takes this movie on the road. He will come to a city if you pay for him to come as well to facilitate a conversation about it, or you can just rent the movie from him. And he said what he encourages people to do in communities is to first show the movie as a program, get people to come, they enjoy it, they laugh, they think it's great, and then a month later, schedule a follow-up event in the community that would be a speed dating program, just like that. Use it as a model. And he said some communities don't even call it speed dating. They call it speed friending, that it doesn't have to necessarily be just for dating, that it can just be a way for older people to get out and to meet other older people, because often your circle of friends begins to get smaller and smaller as you get older. People get disabled. They don't go out as much. They move away. They pass away. And it's nice to make new friends. And it's not easy to make new friends when you're older. So the movie rental, I don't even remember now. The movie was $300 or $400 to rent. And if you're going to show a movie, you need to have some popcorn, and that's a program. So that, when I say program, that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. So it's just, are there any other events, programs that you all have ever participated in through your churches or your other organizations? Any other need that you see in the community that the Senior Commission? Did you hear that noise?
Yeah, I heard it.
Sounds like an ice machine.
Oh, I think that's probably what it was. Although it sounded like a tray of ice that just fell. Anyway, that's just an example.
We can think about those items and come up with them by January. Is there any sum of money available in the New City Foundation that is available for grants?
There was a total that they were going to give away. Was it 5,000 or 10,000, or was it more than that?
No, it was more than that. I thought it was about.
Does it change only?
Well, it depends what's in the foundation, what's in the coffers.
It's interest, yeah.
I don't remember. It wasn't a huge sum of money. But it was, I think it depends on, it also depends on how many organizations apply. Mm-hmm. So they have, I want to say they had $10,000 last year, and they only had four organizations evidently that applied. So I don't know if they give it out evenly, or I don't know how it works because we didn't do it.
You say Pat Washington runs this, right?
Well, she did last year. She was responsible for the process. I don't know if she still is this year or next year.
Marsha?
Yes.
I have an idea for the people that are going to be on the commission in January to think about. We talked about this a couple of years ago when we were looking for funding suggestions. And so other organizations like teachers for the schools, firefighters, things like that have gone to the different restaurants, and they have a restaurant day where they advertise it, and then the people in the community give 10% of whatever's taken in for that day.
Goes to that organization. Right.
And it would be something that could be used for the Senior Commission to go for services for people that need house repairs or things like that. And it's just an idea that you might want to discuss to bring in more funding to do stuff for the seniors in the community.
And can we do that?
The Senior Commission can do that. I cannot fundraise in my role as a city employee, but the Senior Commission can fundraise. So this body would have to take that on.
My organization has done that several times in the past, and the main requirement is that you must be a 501c3.
Well, the city government is a 501c3.
But would they get behind it, though?
Well, I don't know. I would have to find out.
Write it up. I'll give you the information on that. I'll tell you one group that used to do that was the Chili's. Chili's restaurants, they used to do it. Applebee's did it a couple of times. But you had to be a 501c3 to take advantage of it.
Well, the school district, the New City Education Foundation has done it here in New City.
But they are 501c3.
They have a dine out, right, they are.
We might have to take a look at that.
But what Sue, what you need is the idea first. So the hook, the idea is people do call me all the time and say, does the city have money to help me? I got to get a tree removed from my backyard that fell over. And the first question I ask is it on city property or your property? If it's on your property, we got nothing. We got no money, and the city's not going to come out there and do anything about that tree. And if you're removing trees, you're looking at hundreds, probably thousands of dollars. People have holes in their roof. People have concrete work that needs to be done. bigger furnaces that are going out, bigger ticket items that we cannot even touch on a work day when all we're doing is some minor exterior repairs and some yard work. And so if there were a fund that we had that people could apply to for those kinds of needs, it would be great. I mean, that is one possible idea.
Well, and the Senior Commission can apply for, because that was a question we had last year.
Mm-hmm.
The Senior Commission, not as a 501c3, but as a commission, can apply for the foundation money for that sort of project.
Right, but to set up our own fundraiser, we might run into a little bit of a problem with that.
Marcia, from those seniors that call in, other than home repairs and yard services, do they ever suggest a service or a activity that could seniors could participate in? I mean, like, and I'm not sure what it would be, but something other than, you know, doing work on their house.
Do I get calls about that?
Somebody had an idea that said, you know what we should do is we should have a movie night for seniors or something like that.
I don't get too many calls. I get calls occasionally, usually from adult children. I have fielded calls of adult children or nieces who say, my mom really seems to be pretty isolated, and she needs to get out of the house, and I want to know about activities and places that she could get involved. And so I give them resources. I direct them to OASIS. I direct them to the Senior Center program here. I try to give them resources for those kinds of things. So I do get those kinds of calls. I get calls from people who are looking for home health care information. And I share those kinds of resources with them. I don't often get people who say, you know, can the city do a dance for old people, if that's what you're asking. No.
Or a night out type of thing.
No. It doesn't mean it's not a nice thing and needed, but I don't get those kinds of calls too much.
Okay, so that'll be an agenda item for mm-hmm. January for sure. Any other new business? No. Then Marcia, you're up there.
Okay, we are up to 698 names on the senior database. So by the next meeting, we'll probably have 700. In fact, I'm sure we will, because starting on January the 1st, the first week of January, I'll be mailing out the reminder postcards to people who got their taxes done at the library last year, and it will be publicized that, you know, people can start making appointments. And so I get a lot of new names on my database because people from UCity call about getting taxes done, and I add them to the database at that point. And I've actually already gotten a few calls from people who want to make appointments for taxes. They are really Johnny on the spot. So if you know anybody who is thinking about getting their taxes done and wants to do it for free, after January 1st, please, they can call me. Make a Difference Day took place on October the 27th, and we helped 40 houses this year, which I think may be the most that have been helped. Last year, I think it was 38. And a very nice thing happened this year. I'm sorry Stacy isn't here so that he can't hear me thank him publicly, but he and Jeff Hales, along with a couple of other people, made a team, and they did some pretty serious work on a woman's house. It just really, really worked hard and did some great work, and it was just, for me, very important and helpful. The two city councilmen participated in that program, and I see that as a kernel and a start. I mean, I think next year what would be great is if we could have a whole team of city councilmen who were doing that as a group. But I thought that was a very positive thing. And just as a very, very personal note about that date, it happened that program happened on the 27th of October, which was the day that the synagogue shooting took place in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I have family in Pittsburgh. And so I was buzzing around all morning long, delivering water and going back and forth to Home Depot to get supplies that people were telling me they needed at the various houses. I heard snippets on the radio about how there had been this shooting at a synagogue. I really had no idea what synagogue my aunt and cousin belonged to, and I didn't have time to pursue it. I just figured once I got to the community center here, they had a lunch following the program, and once I got here, that's when I'd be able to call my sister, because I don't have my aunt's, she doesn't use a cell phone, and I don't have her home number in my cell phone. And so my sister got a hold of me at about 11:45. So right before I was coming into this luncheon, I learned from my sister that that is my aunt and my cousin's synagogue, and that they are among the regulars. You kept hearing that these 11 people who were shot were regulars at that synagogue. My aunt and my cousin go every Saturday morning to services at that synagogue. They didn't happen to be there that morning because my cousin was in Cleveland. Otherwise, they would have been there. And so I walked into this room. The divider was open, and the room was filled with probably 250 people, volunteers from primarily Our Lady of Lourdes and Christ the King, some volunteers from All Saints, some volunteers just from the city, you know, that we just sort of put on other teams, and homeowners. Some of the homeowners came to the lunch. And I was pretty overwhelmed at getting this news and processing this news, and walking in here, what I was thinking is, I can't think of any better place for me to be walking into at this minute, that the hate that was expressed by that act in Pittsburgh was so tremendous that you can't even think about how you can keep that hate from happening. But the answer is that the only thing that you can do to offset that hate is for good people to do good things for each other. And that's what had happened that morning for 4 hours. 300 people had gone out and done good in the homes and the yards of people that they don't know. Just to be helpful and to be a good neighbor. And that, to me, was the only thing that you know, I could even think of that could offset the event. So it became a very personal event for me that morning. ITN, just a quick update about ITN.
Before we leave it, do you know how many senior homes were addressed?
40.
Make a difference?
40.
40?
Yeah.
Homes of seniors?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
The only real announcement that I have in terms of ITN is that they truly need more drivers. The good news is that there are more riders, and the more riders are taking more rides, and especially in this part of town, especially in the east part of town. And I think that's due in large part to Margie and to you all and to the promotion that we have been able to give it in University City. I think it's due to the scholarship that our city council was willing to create, but this thing is going to hit a point of diminishing returns if we don't get more drivers. So I don't know if any of you would be interested in being a volunteer driver. It's not a big commitment. At this point, my commitment as a volunteer driver is Monday and Wednesday evenings at 6:40. I pick up a lady and take her from the Brentmore back to her apartment. So you can say, I'll only do one ride a week, but if they know that one ride a week is taken care of, then that is a very big thing for them. If you all are not interested in being volunteer drivers, you've got to know neighbors and friends and people who go to your church. Sue Slater over here would do this if she could, because she just said to me before the meeting, well, you know, now that I'm off the commission, I need to be looking for some more volunteer work. We need some more Sues. There are people out there that are professional volunteers, and this is a wonderful volunteer opportunity, and they need more drivers. So we need you guys to have that in your head and to be approaching people.
Whenever I get the Express newsletter that just came out,
I didn't.
Yeah, I got it in the email. Mm-hmm. But you got it because you were at one time on the committee. It didn't get sent to
anyway,
just the committee members.
This would be good for all of us to review, I think, and look at it, maybe consider a donation this holiday season or something. But this is it's a very good, it addresses everything you said, and it's an encouragement for.
Thank you.
You know what? I probably did get it. I don't think I've read it because I'm working short hours now because I'm trying to make up for too much overtime that I work. If I find it, then I will send it along to the committee because there's something else that I meant to print out at work and bring to you as a hard copy today, and I forgot because I was only in the office for a minute today. But there is something that STL Village is sponsoring on December the 6th. It's called a Memory Cafe. This is a program that is specifically for people who are dealing with dementia and memory issues. And it's for them and their caregivers to attend. I can't even tell you the exact location or I think the evening of December 6th or the late afternoon, but I will send you a copy of the flyer.
Yes,
and it's something that I would encourage you to go to if you are interested, or again, if you know people. I'm going to be sending it out electronically to everybody on my mailing list who I have an email for, but about half my list I don't have emails for them. So help me spread the word. People are invited. I don't think there's any charge at all. It's just something that STL Village is doing. They created this dementia-friendly task force, and so this program is an effort to just sort of bring. Can we help you? No, sir. Court is. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's not. It's that's okay. It's not here tonight. That I can tell you for sure. They do have court here. They do, but not tonight.
If anybody would like this, I can have them send it. Mail
it. If she's got it,
I think I've got it. I want to send that December 6th flyer, and I can send a copy of this too. And I guess the only other thing that I was going to mention is that at least at this moment, I still don't know. There's been no change in my status in terms of my office location or my supervisor. So I don't know that they have hired anybody to be a new director of Parks and Recreation. That will be the person who will be at the top of the totem pole in terms of where I'm going to be placed. I don't know that that person will be my direct supervisor, but once that person is hired, then I'll get filled in and about who's going to be my new supervisor. So right now, status quo.
I just want to ask you a question. When you do your mailings to your people,
mm-hmm.
You don't have a budget even for that.
No, I don't.
So how do you get money for that?
I don't get money for that. I mean, I just do it. When I talked with Andrea about it, when she was my supervisor, that's about as close as I ever came to having a budget. And it wasn't a real budget. We just, you know, she just put down some figures for food and for whatever, and I said, well, I need to talk to Dwayne, who's the mailroom director, about, you know, what the cost is of. She said, don't worry about it; it'll just be part of the departmental budget.
I put it in my own budget.
Of course, it should. Yes, it absolutely should be, because now we're at 700 names. In 3 or 4 months, we'll be at 900 names. These mailings are, the more names we put on there, the more expensive these first class mailings are going to get.
50 cents a letter, and it's going to.
Is it officially 50 cents now?
Yeah, it's going to go up higher too.
Oh my gosh!
Okay, anything else, Marcia?
No, that's it for my report.
One other question: so, is your position up for consideration every year? I mean, is the budget that change that much? I mean, can we depend on you being here for the next X number of years? Or
I don't know how to answer that. I don't know. I mean, technically, yes, my position. I think every position becomes, when you talk about, each time you talk about budget, then it's just decisions about how's the money going to be spent.
If they have a budget shortfall, they look to departments to cut. They can cut.
There's finite money.
Every year, it's not like she's on a year-to-year basis, except that every year, everybody in the budget gets considered whether they're important enough to keep in the budget.
And I think this is probably true of, I really don't know, but my guess is this is true of all of the city's employees. I don't think anybody has a contract. No. Maybe the department heads do. Maybe. But these days, what you get is a letter of hiring, and a letter of hiring says you are hired to do this job and this is what we'll pay you, but they can let me go at any time, or I can give them 2 weeks notice at any time. And
I think you all think that Marcia is important, Ms. Marcia, and I think she is so important to you need to talk to our council liaison, who's going to be Stacy Clay, and that will be the person to talk to about when these budget considerations come up and the figuring in the budget for the next year.
Now, will Stacy be our liaison next year?
How long?
Or they'll change
it? It doesn't change every year.
It doesn't change every year.
I think 2 years? Is it a 2 year cycle? I think it is. To be very honest with you, I there was a big hoo-ha about my position 2 budgets ago, and it did come under very close scrutiny. And at that point, once it was finally decided, I think that was a critical discussion, and I think once all the city council people sort of understood what the position was about, I think they see the merit. And I, from the conversations, the limited conversation I've had with the new city manager, I hear from him that he feels that seniors are a priority. I feel his interest and his concern. And like I said, he unsolicited. He's the one who said. At some point, we didn't he say that in that meeting that you and I were at?
Yeah.
You know, we really need to be looking at probably making this into a full-time position eventually. But it's a money discussion.
Okay, well, we don't have a council liaison. She'd be here tonight to update us. Any other updates or topics of concern for anybody?
Well, I don't know if it's an update.
Sort of like the midwives for this whole venture. Really, you helped bring it into existence and nurtured it, and now it's time for these folks and the new folks to raise it. Amen.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a trip. I'll say that. It's been a very interesting time in the life of the city with the Senior Commission, because we've had our ups and downs, and we've been a little bit of a politicized commission for a while. I hope we're past that. But I can't say enough about our former mayor and city manager, who really helped this commission get where it was, and a thank you to our current commission for their support for the ITN project and for hearing us through me about how important we thought this was for all of us seniors in New City. So, for those of you that came on the commission later, Marcia is here because the Senior Commission proposed her position to the city manager. That's why we have a senior coordinator. We have a presence on the city website because there was nothing like that, and so we had Marit to help us get that off the ground, so that the seniors in New City could go to the website, if they were computer savvy, and find a list of different kinds of services in New City for seniors.
the file of life, that there are still some available, and that came out of the senior commission that we passed along to Marcia to help with that. The senior scholarships came through the senior commission encouragement. And, you know, Marcia, when Marcia first came, she wanted to put together sort of a planning committee, which never quite got off the ground, but it might again in some shape or form. And just a reminder that we are still off, we're still just one of a handful of communities in St. Louis County that even have a commission or a staff person for senior services. So I think that it's grown, I wouldn't say by leaps and bounds in New City. It's been a steady progression of awareness as people learn what New City has been able to provide. It may be limited, but having a staff person is like...
It's an evolution. It's an evolution. It has been a very slow process, and part of that has been working 20 hours a week. And part of it, for me at least, has been not really having a supervisor, not really fitting in exactly. This position is sort of an anomaly in comparison with every other job within the city government. And so I like to have autonomy. I do. But I'm looking forward, I'm hoping that I'm going to finally land with a supervisor who actually knows what I do and who actually can give me feedback and can give me guidance and can, you know, help, again, just sort of keep this whole thing on the top level of consciousness with other people who work within the government. Little good things have happened. You know, for example, working in the Community Development Department, there are inspectors now who, because of a working relationship with me and hearing me have the conversations that I do, who now know when they are dealing with an older resident who's got a problem with their house and is in danger of being cited. One of them today actually came over, a new guy who's only been there about 3 or 4 months, and he's just jumped in with both feet once he really understood what it is that I do. And I have the brochure, or the handout thing that is University City's senior resources, and I just have a stack of them on a file cabinet in front of my desk. And he came over today and he pointed to the stack and he said, "Listen, I want you to know I'm mailing those out left and right. I'm talking to people and I'm sending that out to people because I tell them about it." And I said, "Great, fine. That's exactly what should be happening. Everybody who works in the city government should be dealing in that way, so that if there's a problem with trash pickup or there's a problem with safety issues or whatever it might be, it's just such a slow process. But I do think it's something that University City should really be very proud of, because as Margie said, it's not very many communities have this kind of a structure. And not, I don't think many communities have anybody who would chair a committee like this for 5 years as ferociously and as passionately and as professionally as you have. I really think that you guys who were the originals, you created this thing, and so now it's a big responsibility to keep it going.
Well, with that, Marcia, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you all for your support and help, and I think we can enjoy this meeting. Larry, do you have anything more to add?
There's a little sugar in
there. All I can say is that I know Sue's enjoyed a good bed in the ugly while she was there for 5 years in the commission, and was very meaningful to her. I'm sure she regrets she can't serve anymore. She should be on the side.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Yes.
Yes, to all of you. Is it locked in stone and they have to rotate on?
Yes.
That's a new idea.
It is.
A motion to adjourn?
So moved. All right, please, Sue. I'll second Sue.
Okay. This has come some kind of record, 655. Wow. Thank you, Gloria.
She gave it to me even though I got it for it.
Oh,
now she's crying. It was good, though.
It was very, very good.
You got to watch your carbs the rest of the evening. No more carbs.
The rest of the week.
I'm going to try to get these to stay until Thanksgiving.
Well, I wondered if they would. I don't know. Are you doing Thanksgiving?
Yeah. That, I mean,
I missed your diagnosis. What's going on here?
Torn meniscus in the right knee.
Oh!
Painful.
How did you do that?
I have no clue.
You just woke up and it just hurt like heck?
Yeah. I fell down at home.
Oh!